Welcome to Awakened Hearts. I am your host, Midge Noble. The Awakened Hearts podcast is a place where we choose compassion, loving kindness, and a heart-centered life. I believe that everyone is on earth to serve a sacred contract. I believe that we were all created to be compassionate, loving, and kind to ourselves and to all living souls. I believe that we can awaken our hearts and heal old wounds. I believe that we all have the power to transform our pain into our most authentic, spiritual, compassionate, and best selves. I believe we deserve to feel empowered to speak up and set boundaries and be valued by those we love and respected by those we meet along our path. Hello, Bodhi Seekers, and welcome back to Awakened Hearts. I'm so excited to have you back this week, and I hope that you've had a great week. So what determines a great week? From what I've been able to decide, even though weeks are really, you know, not really good or bad necessarily, but things happen in the weeks. So it's not the weeks itself, it's what happens in the weeks. And it's also about our perception about what happens in the week. So when we're doing things like focusing on what's going wrong or what's overwhelming us, then we might call it a bad week. But if we choose to reframe those things and be able to think about things in a whole different light, then the week might not be as bad. So consider going to work and having, you know, cancellations, or you have, you know, things at work that the printer goes down, or unexpected things come up, crises happen, and you're going to say, whoa, that's a bad week, right? But maybe you're on vacation and unexpected things come up and you go, ooh, let's just roll with that. Let's just go do that. That sounds like fun. So if we can't go over here, we'll just go over there. And because we're in that vacation mode and we know that we don't have any expectations on us, things can flow a lot differently on a vacation. And that's why it's sometimes, even though when things aren't always perfect on vacation, we don't feel as stressed all the time because of the perception that we come into that space with. So I talk a lot about bringing your joy to it. That if you're going into a situation and you decide, I'm going to bring my joy to it, what that really means is how you're going to perceive things, how you're going to be happy in the moments that you're in. Now, I have a very challenging job. You know, I have been spit on, kicked. I've had my office tore up by very angry children. I've had parents displeased with what's going on or feeling like things aren't going right, either because, you know, I couldn't bill their insurance or because the school's been on their back or perhaps they're being investigated by social services. So sometimes it gets really, really stressful in my office. And I'm not saying that I'm smiling through all of that. I'm not saying that that's not stressful and difficult, because it is. But the more that I can try to set it up to bring my joy to what I do in those moments of stress, that's when I can kind of bring myself to a place where if it's getting really, really negative, that I can try to, you know, kind of pump up my inner joy, even though I may not be sharing that out in front of the clients at that moment. Because when you know, a child's having a full-on temper tantrum and we're trying to keep them safe and us safe, I'm not smiling. I'm being directive. I'm being focused. I'm being clear. You know, I may have to like bring my intensity of the voice and my tone up a notch. But I come into work every day expecting that, you know, I want to bring my joy to it. All right. So I want us all to think about the perception of our life and how we can perceive things in either a positive way or a negative way, and how that really begins to then decide how that day goes. You know, if I go in expecting the worst, I'm probably going to attract the worst. And if I don't expect the worst, if I expect things to be okay, then it really can be much better than what I might have thought to begin with. So let me tell you a little bit about how my perspective and that law of attraction kind of mentality has been working for me. And I hope this awakens your heart on a level where you're going to get really, really curious and you're going to want to know how all of this works. Okay. So I have studied the law of attraction for years, and we've talked about it on the show, how I was able to attract the cabin, you know, how I really got into that. And then, you know, things just kind of slowed down a little bit, and I've been attracting other things, and some things have trickled in. But I always know when I'm really aligned and in the right manifesting feeling spot, when things really start to show up. So in the last month, I've really been putting my efforts on, you know, writing down specifically what I'm expecting and making the word now a part of that attraction or that manifestation that I'm wanting to do. And so I'm writing things down every morning, and then I take the time to go into a quiet meditation and really visualize, like we've talked about here on the show, visualize what I want. And those desires. And I do the same thing every evening. I write down those attractions, and then I meditate and visualize and get the feeling inside of me as if it's already happened. And here's what's been going on. So I did some great coaching with an awesome lady that really put me in a great space as far as opening up the business with the Awakened Hearts business. And then when that ended, we've stayed in touch, and she's been very supportive and a dear friend at this point now. And I'm very excited that I took an opportunity that was offered to me with her to do some coaching. And then I had the opportunity to begin to look at another type of program that was going to be able to offer me some things that seemed, you know, exactly where I was at that place. But, you know, that was going to cost more money. And, you know, looking ahead at the next few months, I was really concerned about how putting more money into this coaching business was going to work out for me. And then I recognized that I was really out of alignment, because I felt joy about doing this program, and I really felt this was going to be a great experience. And then I started talking myself out of it. So instead of going forward with the inspired thought that I had and the feeling that I needed to do it, I started and wanted to do it, really. I started putting roadblocks in my own way. So, you know, I had to do some inner work on that, and I had to think about what was going on. It's interesting that when you're really trying to figure out something, the universe will give you opportunities to hear what you need to hear. So there was Wayne Dyer continue to post Wayne Dyer's thoughts of the day and posts, even though he's already passed. And I love that, because his words of wisdom have always inspired me, as you know. So that day that I'd kind of said to the folks that I was considering taking their program, I turned them down, and I said, you know, it has to be a no. It just has to be a no. And as soon as I did that energetically, I could feel my body just cave in. I could feel it energetically. I could feel it physically, that I just almost went into this little hole. And I thought, wow, you know, I know I'm making the wrong decision, but I just don't see any way to do it. And the last thing the person had said to me was, you know, sometimes you got to think out of the box and figure out creative ways to do things if you really, really want it. And I knew that was part of a sales pitch, but I also knew that it was true. I mean, it was definitely true, but I just couldn't raise myself to that level at that moment. And then the post that Wayne Dyer had posted was one of, you know, that you have to be the change that you want to see. And another video I had listened to online, they were talking about that if you want to attract something, you have to be like that. Like, if I want to attract fearless coaching clients that are willing to step up and put their money, you know, basically where their needs are, like, I need this service, and I want this service from you, and I'm willing to pay you for this service. And if I want fearless, take the leap, jump all in, be all in kind of clients, I have to do the same thing. And I did that with my previous coach. I jumped all in and it worked out fabulous for me. And then as things go, you know, we start to look at the reality of what we're in instead of the possibilities of where we're headed is what happens. So we look at the reality and then we shut ourselves down. And so those were two very clear messages for me that I needed to rethink my no. And so I got really creative and I called my bank and I talked about how I could shift some money around and clear up some of my debt right this second so that I could then have an opportunity to look forward to this program. And so that was a decision I made on a Friday. Okay, last Friday. And I had I'd made the decision the week before that, and I had said, I'm going to talk to my bank, and I'll talk to my bank on Friday. And I went ahead and put a down payment on it the Friday before, and I put a down payment on the program, and I said, if things go well with my bank, you know, I'll be able to do this program. And they graced me with, you know, the week after the down payment to come up with some stuff. So the Friday that I went to the bank, that week, one of my manifestations that I've been doing several in the last few weeks, and one of them was that there was some back payment that I was owed from a client where things didn't go right with the insurance, and I was going to have to pay the insurance back for the work I'd already done because the client had given me the wrong card. Okay, so I had been working on getting that money back, or I was then going to have to basically pay for the work I had done, which did not sit well with me. So I had put that on my manifestation list that I would be able to be paid that money that week. And so the Wednesday or the Thursday before I went to the bank, that person had come in and paid in cash the balance of what they owed me. That was such a win. I can't tell you how excited I am that not only did the manifestation come through, but that the client did the honorable thing. It took a long time for that to happen. It took a lot of conversations, but I was so proud of that client for stepping up and doing the honorable thing. I was also so excited that that was one little nugget of proof that I'm in the alignment and in that positive feeling sphere in order to attract what I want. When I went to the bank to talk about some things, I got approved instantly for a loan, which was going to pay off some good debt at a very low rate and make my payments when I double up on them. It will make that loan disappear quickly. So I was able to then borrow the money that I needed for this program. So I cleared debt. I don't owe for that program. I was able to then make a payment and pay off the program all in full. And I'm going to be able to now make more progress toward my other debts, like, you know, the cabin and the house, the things that you kind of hang on to for a long, long time. And that's going to be able to go away very quickly. So two manifestations back to back, boom, in the same week, because I have opened myself up to the alignment of my thoughts, my feelings, the action I took to make that happen, and also, you know, what was in my heart, following my heart. So I am not at all saying, you know, go into debt and be homeless. I am saying that when you start to line yourself up with what exactly your heart is telling you is right, things will appear, things will happen, and things will show up for you. It has just been an amazing week of manifestations. The other thing that happened, which was the coolest thing ever, is our DVR was like messing up. Like we have DirecTV and we have had that for like months and months and months and months, or years, not months, years, over 5 years, and have never had really any problems with it. And then all of a sudden we would be recording something and then it would record, and it would say it recorded the whole entire show. But when we went to play it back, it hadn't rewound. It wasn't rewinding anymore. And that was happening more and more. So we figured the box itself, you know, needed to be replaced. And so the guy came out to check it, and you will not believe what happened. This is a cool thing. So we're going to take a quick break and listen to these sponsorship ads, please. And then I'll come back and wait till you hear, as they used to say, the rest of the story, because this couldn't have been better. And I'll talk to you soon. Hang on.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast like I'm doing here? I used to have a radio show on the internet, and I absolutely loved it. The downside was I had to pay to be the host. I had to pay a lot of money. I loved my show, and I still had lots more to say. I just didn't want to pay so much to have conversations with you. That's when I found Anchor. I am so excited because Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing my own podcast. Instead of me paying out a lot of money, I have the potential to get paid for using my voice and talking about what is important to me and hearing your stories. I love connecting with all of you, and Anchor has given my voice to you. So if you're ready to start your own podcast, go to anchor.fm/start. To join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Thanks for joining the Gay with God community.
Welcome back from break. So here's what happened. So the DVR had died and wasn't really working. So the DirecTV guy came out, and we were expecting them to just replace the box and we'd be all good. Now, here's part of the story that I haven't told you, that Carolina was playing on Saturday. And I was asked if I would come to a 4-H group meeting out at Spirit Horse Education Center Ranch. And I wanted to do that. So I agreed to do that. And that was going to be from 12 to 2. The boys started playing at 2. And so I thought, no problem. You know, the DirecTV guy was coming on Friday morning. It was going to be replaced. We'd be able to get everything set up, and it would be able to record the game. And I would just, you know, watch the recording. So I get home at lunch on Friday, and the DirecTV guy was still there. And not only was he still there, he had had to leave because the main office, the corporate office or the call center, wherever they are, messed up the order. And he came with the wrong equipment to change out our box. So he had to go all the way back to Greensboro to get the right equipment. When he came all the way back from Greensboro, he was installing everything and getting it working. You know, went up there and tried to get our signal, and he could not get a signal. And you know, 5 or 7 years ago, however long it's been since we got DirecTV, they had placed the dish on our garage. It's separated from the house, and they were able to get a signal. This time, there was no signal where that dish was because of some massive trees that we have around our home, which apparently have grown a lot in the last 5 to 7 years. And so he was telling us that even if they pulled the dish up to the top of the roof, he says, I'm pretty sure we're not going to be able to get a signal because of your trees. And basically, he said, without being able to get this signal the way we need to get it, I'm not allowed to even do the work. He said, there's like a window, a 5-year window of opportunity for signal. And if you can't verify that the customer would be able to have at least 5 years of a signal, you can't do it. You can't install DirecTV. And so he had to take our dish, pack up stuff, and leave, and told us, you're just going to have to maybe go back to cable because we're not going to be able to get a signal for you. And you can just, you know, deactivate your account with us. So this was Friday at lunchtime. And then I started thinking, oh no, now we have no TV. We have no recording system. I'm not going to be here. Now, I know this sounds wimpy because, you know, it's a game. However, I love my Tar Heel boys and I'm very passionate about being a fan. And so I was really very disappointed that this had worked out this way. So we started figuring out, you know, that we maybe we'll live stream. You know, we can go get one of those Roku sticks and we can, you know, we can maybe get some other kind of thing going on here so that we could still, you know, have the shows that we're used to watching. And sure enough, we were able to go out and get a Roku stick. We were able to download Hulu and Netflix for free for a month. And sure enough, there's all my sports channels. And I was able to, we chose the Hulu Live TV so that you are able to record and store some stuff, even though we don't have a DVR. And here's the beauty of this manifestation. Now, you wouldn't think that I manifested this, and it's not like I specifically manifested for my DirecTV to lose a signal. But in the last year, back in 2018, Ellen DeGeneres had gone back to do a stand-up routine on Netflix. And so she did a whole, you know, she hadn't done stand-up for 16 years, you know, because she's been doing the talk show, but she was going to do stand-up because she'd missed it. And sure enough, she did the stand-up show, but it was only on Netflix. Well, I never had Netflix. And you couldn't buy it. There was not a CD. It was not on any other way to get it. You would have to be a Netflix subscriber. So the other thing that I had wanted was there was another comedian, Tig Notaro, and she had done a special also, and that was on Netflix. And I had always wanted to see that. So I'd been searching since 2018 for a way to get Ellen's show, her stand-up show. And when that DVR box died and we couldn't do DirecTV and we got on Roku and we were able to then download for free for a month the Hulu and the Netflix, guess what Midge got to watch? That relatable show that I wanted to see all this time. I mean, boom. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's just the coolest thing. I love how the universe listens to everything we desire. And as we continue to keep that present in our mind without being really attached to the outcome, like, I think that's why it took me so long to get paid by those clients, because I was attached. I did not want to pay for work I had done. And so my negative attachment to that had backed that off. And when I started looking at it in a positive frame without emotionally being attached in an angry way, I had become more positive in my attachment that it was going to happen, that it was a done deal, it was going to happen. And I had been attached to, you know, wanting that program. But when I turned it down, I released my attachment to whether or not I was going to do it. And then the universe found a way to make it possible. I kept my options open. I kept saying yes to things until I just stayed in that attitude of yes while, you know, allowing the universe to provide ways for me to do this. And then even without having an attachment to when I might see that relatable show, I continue to say, yes, I want it and I desire that. And when it comes, it's going to be awesome. So in the last week, I received all of the money that I needed for a back payment. I was able to find a creative way to pay down some big debts and be able to then have a small payment for something that I was really, really wanting to do. And I was able to watch the relatable stand-up routine. And I think that's awesome. I love that. So when I'm talking about co-creating your life, and remember that I have a workshop up at Corgi Haven Lane, my dear cabin in the mountains. And that is on Saturday, February 23rd from 2 until 4. You can check the Eventbrite website, or if you are on Facebook, it's a public posts, so you can go in and find out, you know, the different events through there as well. So I'm talking about this co-creation, you know, co-creating your life the way you want to have it happen. And the simple steps that we've talked about here, we're actually going to really go into detail about how you can present this to the universe and have the universe hear what you're really desiring and what you can do about your own attachments to that desire so that you can draw it to you instead of hold it back. Because we definitely don't want to hold things back from ourselves. We deserve things. It's okay that we have, you know, awesome things show up in our life. And so we want to make sure that we're doing our part in the co-creation. Because just like with this relatable show, you know, the timing isn't always the issue. Sometimes we need a time sensitive thing. And I definitely wanted the back pay to come in, you know, before our office closes, you know, and before I would have to pay that money to the business because it was taken and other people were affected by that. So, you know, that did have a sense of urgency to it, but I allowed myself the gift of releasing my negative attachment to it and putting it down as a manifestation that I knew was going to happen without really being too attached to when it was going to happen. And the same thing with the relatable show. It, you know, I really, really desired that. I love her comedy. It's clean, it's funny, and I love it. And I really wanted, to hear it. So the universe knew that. The universe knew that I was still, you know, using my focus on being able to have fun with that show. And now the program that I'm involved in is a very intense coaching program that's going to be super, super cool for me to be able to use it with the Empowering Awakened Hearts business, because I'm going to be learning things that are critical in not only how to run my business effectively, but also to open up, you know, the minds of those that I'm going to be coaching. It's going to be brilliant. So I'm so excited about how my life is producing things to verify for me that I'm on the right track, that I am in a place of manifesting power, and I am a magnet for things that I desire and that I'm aligned with, and awakening my heart, you know, claiming and transforming myself. You know, when I transform pain and negativity, I can claim that authentic power. Yeah, I'm going from pain to power. You know, the pain of losing things, the pain of not understanding things, and then power, my authentic power. How many of us stay in so much pain, you know, negative thoughts, negative feelings, staying stuck in the past, things that have happened, you know, so long ago, and we still resonate that pain now? There is no personal power when we're staying stuck in the past. Personal power is now, present now, looking forward, but in this present moment, what am I thinking? What am I saying? What am I feeling? What am I doing? That's our present authentic power, to show up every single moment in the most authentic, aligned place. And that's what I'm here to help you do. Not only on this show, but in any personal coaching that you feel led to do with me. And when you find that alignment, when you find that sweet spot where things are just showing up, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And what I've learned is I'm the only one that stands in my way. The only one. Everybody else has no power over me. Circumstances have no power over me. I'm the only one that can shut myself down. And I am absolutely focused every day on keeping that line of positivity and alignment open, because I love the results that I'm getting with that. So I hope that you will find your awakened heart, that you will find your alignment for the things that you desire. And I also hope that you might come see me up on that cabin mountain and take that course. It's just, you know, a few hours, but, you know, it's awesome. And you're going to love the view, and it's going to be a great time for us to connect. So that's February 23rd. up at Corgi Haven Lane. It's only about an hour and 45 minutes from Asheboro. It's a nice ride up there, and it doesn't feel like you've been up there all day. It's really a nice, it's awesome. It's really awesome. So if you're interested, message me on Facebook, or you know, you can email me at empoweredmidge, that's empoweredmidge, M-I-D-G-E, at gmail.com. And in those subjects, just say, you know, that you're interested in the retreat little workshop, and you can pay through Eventbrite, and you can pay directly through there. Or if you message me on Facebook or through email, I can send you a Square receipt for you to pay through that. So whichever you prefer. All right. So you guys have a great week ahead of you. I want you to really be focusing your thoughts and your words and your actions and your feelings all on, you know, something that you're wanting to attract into your life. And if you really don't understand what I'm talking about, come up there to Corgi Haven Lane and we're going to spell it out for you. You guys have a great week. I'm so excited to always be able to talk to you. And I'll talk to you soon. Namaste. Deep gratitude to my friend Tim McClendon of Tim McClendon Music for allowing me to use an excerpt from Interlude 4, a song found on his CD entitled Sundance.